Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Fremantle Press podcast. Today we're here with Mel Hall, who is one of 10 authors longlisted for the Fogarty Literary Award. The award's for writers aged 18 to 35 who are based in Western Australia. Mel's short fiction has been published by Sleepers, Swamp Writing and Tincture and has been shortlisted for national prizes such as the Carmel Bird Digital Literary Award in 2018 and the Wollongong Writers Festival Short Story Prize in 2017. Her historical novella, The Choir of Gravediggers, was published by Ginninderra Press in 2016. Mel has been the recipient of a fellowship and a manuscript development retreat at the Catherine Susanna Pritchard Writers' Centre. Mel, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So your manuscript is called The Shapes?
Yes. It went through about five different titles, but in the end it has been called The Shapes. It's basically about strange things happening inside human bodies and the ways we try to understand and explain these occurrences. I think for me personally, the book is kind of an exploration of the grey area between belief and disbelief. Maybe it's about wanting to believe sometimes and not always being able to. And I think at some kind of heart level, The Shapes is a coming of age story, and it's about Finn, and she's searching for belonging and romantic love, but finding friendship in a very strange community instead. But I think most importantly for me, The Shapes is, it was just a lot of fun. I was on my own a lot writing, obviously, and I was just having a lot of enjoyment designing online dating services and writing these imagined spiels of healers or, you know, modern day gurus as they call themselves. And I was kind of enjoying making a lot of jokes and word plays and things that would be maybe embarrassing to say in earnest, but it's really fun to write into a story.
So would you say that's what inspired the writing of it, or?
I think, yeah, I was pretty inspired, I suppose, by just trying to figure out what I believe and what I don't believe and how I make sense of things that happen in my own body. But yeah, I guess I've been kind of, well, I moved to Fremantle about 7 years ago and I began working as a Whole Foods cook, and I was having my own experience of kind of chronic pain and invisible illness. And all these kind of things were happening, and I just started to notice my own ability to fall into magical thinking and to look for kind of quite odd explanations for what was happening in my body. So I think maybe that wasn't inspiring, maybe, but all these things were happening, and that ended up with me wanting to sit down and play with all these ideas and writing them into fiction.
And was it a different process writing this second manuscript as opposed to writing the first one?
So the Choir of Gravediggers one, that was a shorter, and it was something I did as part of honours for uni. So I think it was maybe probably a lot more playful than that, and I was doing this for my own enjoyment. So definitely was different, just for me kind of thing. So it is a really strange thing for it to feel a bit in the public now. So.
And you kind of implied that, you know, the manuscript started when moving to Fremantle 7 years ago. Did it take 7 years?
I think I more like started writing 4 years ago, but I think I was playing with a lot of those ideas around moving to Fremantle, and kind of I think wanting to kind of something that I was having this chronic pain stuff back then, and I was wanting to find, say, natural remedies and things like that. And it just gets you thinking and going to a lot of different sessions, talking to a lot of people, and yeah. So probably right back then I was already thinking about the subject matter.
So if you win, it's a $20,000 cash prize, and it's also a publishing contract. What would it mean to you? Well, what does it mean to you to be longlisted for a start, and what would it mean if you won?
I can't even get my head around the possibility of winning at this point, because it's such a hoot to be longlisted. Like, I just feel I've had a prize already just because, to be longlisted, it's kind of just like a really big pat on the back, and I feel noticed, and I feel, okay, there was something okay in this writing, because like I said, it was kind of doing it for myself and I was playing with things, and I got to a point of like, this is just experience and I was just learning writing about this stuff. So it's really, really weird to be noticed, but it's really good weird. Yeah. But obviously to win would be, amazing. I think publication would be the real amazing thing, and the money is, I can't even conceive that.
So you've brought along an extract which you're going to share with us from The Shapes.
Sure, I can do that. This is set in a store where Finn's working, and it's when she first meets Ethan, who's someone she's romantically interested in. Okay. Finn first met Ethan by the ferments and pickles section of the bookshelf. The shapes were clustered tightly in her pelvic area, causing intermittent spasms. Finn was performing secretive leg stretches, breathing deeply, trying to see outside the pain. The neatness of spines and block-lettered titles helped. Some things have edges, she thought, trailing her fingers across the books. She was up to pee in her alphabetizing. He was carrying an organic bamboo yoga mat. His long hair was tied into a tight ponytail. He noticed Finn's side lunge. Are you okay there? Oh, sorry, can I help you? Are you okay? He spoke in what seemed like a Scottish accent, but Finn wasn't sure. Me? Oh, yeah, I'm just doing some casual stretching. You're quite red. Oh, that's normal, Finn attempted a smile. He caught her looking sideways at his mat. This is much nicer to get a whiff of when you're doing a downward dog. Nicer than what? Oh, the smelly, sweaty plastic mats I have down at the yoga studio. The only plastic I'm interested in is neuroplasticity. He chuckled and Finn laughed along, though she wasn't certain he'd made a joke. Are you okay? I should be asking, she faltered. I mean, can I help you with anything? He thrust out his arm. Yes, you can say hello. My name is Ethan. That's with two N's. And when you're ready, I'd like to talk about apricots. They shook hands, Finn aware of the eyes of colleagues floating through shelves, drifting about the shop. Unusual spelling, she smiled awkwardly, replacing the probiotic promise. Well, my name was originally Nathan, but then my whole life changed. I did an NLP course and afterwards I just knew I needed a new name. I wanted an anagram for Nathan, but well, it felt a bit like I'd picked up a poor hand of letters from the Scrabble bag. So I just pretended the original spelling was Nathan so I could make Ethan. I always liked that name, no matter how many N's. Ethan became a regular a few weeks back now. He tended to pull his pants quite above his waistline. Some of the girls nicknamed him Harry High Pants. He bought dried apricots all the time, telling Finn how powerfully alkalizing they are in your body. The only fruit that can out-alkalize the apricot is the fig, but unfortunately the seeds disagree with my gut flora, he declared one day. Last Friday at the counter while he purchased his apricots, Finn overheard him saying to Gillian, one of the superhuman beings, that he never used plastics. The only plastic I believe in is neuroplasticity, he said again. Finn felt quietly sad at the recycled line, an urge to protect him. Then she felt concerned. Maybe this was some kind of pickup line and he was the kind of person who preferred a superhuman being over a misshapen one. When he left the store, Gillian roared with laughter. There were flashes of shiny hair and bouncing bums as girls gathered around her asking, "What just happened?" This afternoon, he came in again just as Finn was rearranging the frozen organic chicken carcasses. He seemed quieter, more contemplative than usual. "Are you okay?" Yeah, I think so. His weight shifted from one foot to the other. Well, I work as a cleaner at a couple of pretty fancy houses, and today, well, I think I broke their floor while I was cleaning it. You broke a floor? How can you break a floor? Finn hoped she didn't sound like an alarm. Yes, yes, he laughed, placing his hand on Finn's shoulder. Don't worry, the floor will be fine. It's just some tiles came loose. Wood, you know, it shouldn't get too wet. And how is Finn? Is Finn good today? Yes, she croaked, registering warmth on her shoulder, her legs wobbly. She cleared her throat. I was helping down at Iowa this morning, then I'll be back for the circle tonight. Yeah, I'd love to check it out soon. His hand was still there. It's just I've got this dreaming workshop on Wednesday nights. I'm keeping a journal, and my dream decision-making powers are definitely up. But the course finishes in 4 weeks, so after that, I would love to come down. That would be great. Finn smiled and hoped she wasn't scrunchy and frumpy-faced like she usually appeared in a photo. She was always that one, over-eager, grumpy and squinty, in a sea of perfect faces. Ethan frowned and Finn worried it might be a response to her facial expression. Well, I'd better go. See you then. He finally released his hand. Bye, Finn called as he walked away, and it took a while for the sensation to fade, a shoulder so pleasantly warmed by touch.
Dreaming workshops and frozen organic chickens. That does sound very Frio.
I hope so.
Do you think we're both from Fremantle? Do you reckon it would have been a different manuscript if you'd written it somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't think I would have quite been in that melting pot kind of space to be able to think of all these different things freely, I suppose.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that reading. Mel, I'm going to test you now. Okay. Because I'm tired of telling people when the Fogarty Literary Award will be announced. So I'm going to test you. When will it be announced?
I think it will be announced on Wednesday, the 22nd of May.
And will you be there?
Yes.
And where are you going to turn up at 6 p.m.?
The ECU Spiegel tent, but I don't even know where that is.
We'll send you a map.
Okay, cool.
Now, if anyone else would like to join us and join Mel at the event, tickets are free and available online from fremantlepress.com.au. Thanks very much for coming, Mel.
Thanks for having me again.